The Chicago Bears destroyed the Cincinnati Bengals by a score of 27-3. It took a little bit of time for a starting offense to get things going, but Caleb eventually got things going, scored a big rushing touchdown, and the Bears beat the Bengals by a big margin. What's going on, guys? I'm back with another Chicago Bears post game reaction video, which I'll be doing after every single Bears game this year. I was actually at this game myself, had a lot of fun at this game. It was raining in the second half, so that kind of sucked, but besides the rain, it was a pretty fun atmosphere to be at. The crowd was super loud, super electric, cheering on Caleb Williams for his home debut at Soldier Field, and I saw a bunch of Caleb Williams jerseys everywhere. I saw a bunch of Roma Dunze jerseys everywhere as well, so it's cool to see the crowd at Soldier Field already believing in a rookie class this year. And obviously it was not the ideal beginning. We went three and out back-to-back drives to begin this game, which is obviously not good going up against backups on the Cincinnati Bengals. But guys, our starters destroyed the Bengals starters in practice, right? So I'm not really worried about us struggling against backups. We proved it against the starters in practice. I know it's only practice, but we did pretty well against him, against Joe Burrow, against the Bengals starting defense, right? So I know some people out there are saying that, oh, Caleb did so poorly against the backups. I'm not worrying about that whatsoever, because obviously there's going to be kinks in this offense to work out, and it's not going to be perfect all the time. And we did score a touchdown eventually in the first half, right? So obviously not good that we went, you know, three and out back-to-back drives to begin this game. The third drive, we actually did score a field goal, but again, maybe not the best drive going up against backups. But the fourth drive, we finally scored a big time touchdown. And talking about the day that Caleb had, I thought he had a pretty good day for the most part. I know we only scored 10 points under him, which again, going up against backups is maybe not the ideal stat line, but I thought he made some big time throws in this game, which had a lot of people very excited. So I want to highlight some of them. One of the bigger ones is obviously going to be that throw in the fourth drive, where he had that big throw running to his left all the way downfield to Rome Adunze for the, I think it was like a 40, what was it, 42, 41 yard, 45 yard pass down the field, which is right in the hands of Rome Adunze. Rome Adunze did not really have to adjust to it. It was perfectly thrown, perfectly placed. And that is such a hard throw to make, because Caleb was basically again sprinting to his left and definitely off platform, awkward arm angle. But Caleb is the type of quarterback that can make those types of throws look so damn easy. Okay, I was very impressed by that throw. Again, it reminded me so much of Patrick Mahomes, which even Tyreek Hill tweeted that out on Twitter, that Caleb kind of reminds him of Patrick Mahomes. I'm assuming he's referring to Patrick Mahomes in this tweet. Obviously he is, you know, playing with Mahomes earlier in his career, but the fact that Caleb is already getting, you know, top superstars in the NFL to pay attention to him because of how special of a quarterback he is, how special arm talent he has, is so extremely exciting. I mean, Caleb is the type of quarterback where if the game is tight or if the offense is having a bad day, he can change things around in a hurry with a big time throw like that to revive and jumpstart the Bears offense. So that was a fantastic throw by Caleb Williams, really showing off his arm talent. He also had another deep pass on that third drive to Tyler Scott, which actually got called for pass interference, and that really showed off his deep ball accuracy. That ball was perfectly placed for the most part. Maybe it was a little bit out of the reach of Tyler Scott, but Tyler Scott could have caught that, you know, if he kind of timed that a little bit better, right? So, you know, maybe not the best timing on that for Tyler Scott, and maybe Caleb could have been a little bit, you know, better with that accuracy. But for the most part, that was a fantastic throw, and it drew the pass interference anyways, which is probably why, you know, Tyler Scott was not there to make the catch, right? So, you know, again, a big time play down the field to really jumpstart the Bears offense when nothing was going their way. I also want to highlight the play he made on that fourth drive on that touchdown after the big throw to Rome Adunze. Eventually he had a play where he had to buy a little bit of time and running to his left, breaking multiple sack attempts, runs in for the touchdown, which reminded me a little bit of Justin Fields, the ability to make a crazy rushing touchdown happen like that. That was pretty damn cool. It really reminded everybody that Caleb is a fantastic runner of the football as well. Okay, when he has to run with the football, he is gonna do so and score touchdowns for the Bears running, you know, when he has to. Now obviously he stated that he wants to be a passing quarterback first, which is obviously ideal. You know, as a quarterback, you want to be throwing the football for the most part, but every once in a while when you can't really get anything going through the air, running the football with the fantastic speed that he has is going to be very beneficial. So that was a really good play by Caleb Williams. He also had a play, I think it was on the third drive possibly, where Caleb again bought time running to his right, trying to keep his eyes down the field. He found Rome Odunze open in the back right corner of the end zone for a split second, but Rome Odunze had his feet out of bounds on that catch. That would have been a fantastic touchdown. That was a really good throw by Caleb, but Rome for some reason had his feet out of bounds there. So maybe not the best awareness for the rookie receiver there, but he is a rookie playing at Soldier Field for the first time, so I'm not going to blame him that much. And it's good that starters played in this game to get these kinks out when the game does not matter, right? That's why I'm so happy the starters were playing in this game, because you can work stuff like this out when the game result does not matter whatsoever, right? So, you know, that should have been a touchdown. It was a pretty good play by Caleb Williams. And overall, Caleb finished this game going 6 for 13 for 75 passing yards, 0 touchdowns passing, 0 interceptions, but he also had one fantastic rushing touchdown. He did get sacked one time, and Caleb blamed that sack fully on him. He said that he tried to do a little bit too much on that play, so good on Caleb taking accountability for that sack. But overall, I thought Caleb did pretty decently, even though his stat line does not suggest it. You know, only going, you know, less than 50% passing against backups. If you did not watch this game, you'd probably think Caleb did not have a good day, but he made some big time throws, man, down the field. And he definitely wasn't perfect. He still has room to grow like any rookie quarterback is going to have. But I thought Caleb did show some of his special abilities in this game and made Bears fans pretty damn excited. Talking about the rest of the offense, I'm talking about the rushing offense. So DeAndre Swift did not play in this game for whatever reason. So our starting running back did not play, but Khalil Herbert did get a bunch of carries in this game. He went 5 carries for 31 rushing yards, had a big time run in that first half, which, you know, really helped the Bears score on that drive, which, you know, yeah, good run by Khalil Herbert, good blocking on that play as well. Rome Odunze had a end around type play, which he took for 16 rushing yards. So good to see that creativity out of, I was going to say Luke Getsy, out of Shane Waldron, you know, to use Rome Odunze on the end around. Which really, again, jump-started the Bears' offense when nothing really was going well for us in that first half. Velus Jones had a lot of carries, but didn't really do that much with them. He went 6 carries for 13 rushing yards, only averaged 2.2 yards per carry. Pretty bad day by him. And talking about the Bears' receivers, Dante Pettis probably had the best day out of anybody, okay? He had a fantastic connection with Tyson Bagent in this game, scored 2 touchdowns. So really good game, honestly, by Tyson Bagent and Dante Pettis. They connected multiple times in this game. Tyson was pretty accurate with the football, so it was, you know, it was good to see Tyson really, again, show why he is the QB2 on this team. I think he will be the backup quarterback on this team, because I think he has the highest potential being the backup quarterback, more potential than a Brett Rypien does. And Brett Rypien barely played in this game. You know, Brett Rypien only attempted 4 passes for 53, you know, passing yards. Austin Reed did not play at all in this game. But again, Tyson Bagent, I thought, looked pretty good in this game. He had 87 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, 0 picks, 0 sacks as well. But that's the offense. Talking about the Bears defense, they had a hell of a game. Only allowed 3 points the entire game, okay? The starting defense and the backup defense completely dominated this game, as they should have, going up against backup players on the Cincinnati Bengals, okay? The starting defense did not allow much of anything. They did allow, I think, 3 points in this game. But Kyler Gordon, man, came through on a bunch of blitzes. I think he got blitzed multiple, I think it was 2 times he came through on a blitz. And let me pull up his stats right now. But I believe Kyler Gordon did have, 2 tackles for loss. He had 1 sack in this game, which that quarterback, whoever it was, of the Cincinnati Bengals got caught completely unaware of Kyler Gordon, just screaming off the edge for that DB blitz. So, you know, great play calling there by our defensive coordinator to, you know, really catch that quarterback by surprise and get that big time sack. And Kyler, again, really showed off his big time playmaking ability in this game. It was good to see him out there on the football field. He's missed a lot of practice time, but he looked pretty damn good in this game. Our entire secondary was shut down, locked down for the majority of the game. Barely any big plays going down the field from the Cincinnati Bengals. The run defense also was pretty solid in this game. I thought Daniel Hardy really stood out again in this game. He had 2 tackles for loss. He had 1 sack. So Daniel Hardy is really making a case to make this roster. He's been having a pretty good training camp and preseason. Besides that, only Kyler Gordon had a sack, so we did not really get that many sacks on the quarterback. But if you only allow 3 points the entire game, you had a pretty damn good game. Terrell Smith had a big time interception. I think Kyler Gordon came through on some pressure on the quarterback, and then the quarterback threw a terrible ball, just like basically lofted it up. Terrell Smith came through for the interception, so that was a big time play by the Bears defense. And overall, this defense, both the starters and the backups, you know, make Bears fans super excited, because I think it's going to be a very good defense this year. So, you know, really good play by the defense. Talking about the special teams a little bit, Cairo Santos made a couple field goals, and Torrey Taylor, my guy, had a booming punt down the field. It got aided by a penalty, but I think that ended up being like a 60 plus yard punt, which flipped the field completely for the Chicago Bears. And again, when the offense is struggling, when Caleb is not having a good day, Torrey Taylor and the Bears defense are going to help the Bears win games. So it was not a bad pick to select a generational punter in the fourth round. Okay, if anything, that was a steal by Ryan Poles in the fourth round. And Torrey Taylor is going to help the Chicago Bears win a lot of football games this year. But that's basically it for my recap of this game. I don't have too much to say because the starters only played, you know, about a half. And there's only so much you can take away in preseason going up against backups. But I thought it was a pretty good game by the Chicago Bears. The starting offense could have been better. Obviously, it took them a lot of drives to score points against the Cincinnati Bengals backups. But again, they did really good against the starters in practice, so I'm not freaking out about that, that it took them a little bit of time to really get things rolling. I had a lot of fun being at this game and watching the Bears, and I cannot wait for this upcoming season. It's going to be a lot of fun. Leave your comments down below, guys. As always, bear down.